This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. You are your greatest asset. It's time you started investing in that. Visit BetterHelp.com/DoubleToasted and take care of you.
All right. All right, let's go ahead, Martin. Old Henry. I'll tell you what, let's go and watch the trailer for it.
Sure.
Since it's late and you said this is some kind of small, we'll watch the trailer.
Yeah, I just got a couple sentences to say on it.
Okay. Let's look at old Henry, see what he's up to, what he's about, what the hell this even is. Shout Factory released this. Now, Shout Factory, I think that they are making movies now.
What are they doing before?
They were releasing, they were a distribution company as far as distribution to home video.
Okay.
So, like, Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh. Okay.
Cult classics.
Okay, okay.
Old horror movies and things like that. Okay. That's what they were doing. So now I guess they're into the movie making business. At least that's what I think. Let's go ahead and take a look at old Henry, and we'll be back with Martin's review.
Sound off.
Sorry, Martin. I'm giving you some damn disrespect over here. And old Henry, too.
Why'd you settle here? Up at dawn, working the crops, rain or shine.
You'll discover there's worse arrangements.
Paul's a good man, Wyatt.
I ain't him.
Stop fretting about it.
You know I saw what's in the back of that closet.
I've done things I wish I could take back. Best go look for the rider.
Is he alive?
Barely.
What do you think happened? Some kind of shootout?
Stay here and keep an eye on him.
Who the hell are you?
My pa found you.
Well, go fetch him.
Damn. Oh my God, what's that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You gotta think long and hard on what you got yourself into.
Funny, I was about to tell you the same thing.
Riders.
There gonna be three of them.
I'm Sheriff Sam Ketchum. We've been scouting for a man on the run. He's dangerous.
They ain't lawmen. They bank robbers.
Your last name, McCarty?
That's right.
First name?
Henry.
Why they didn't shoot you dead, I don't know.
I got this crazy idea. There might be more to old Henry than meets the eye.
Some shaky old farmer?
He didn't hold that pistol like any farmer I've ever seen.
Listen to me. What's going to happen will happen quick.
You got a lot of fight for a farmer.
You have no idea the hailstorm you're fixing to let loose.
Consider me properly warned.
Where'd you come from?
Every place on earth but this.
Who are you, Pa?
I'm old Henry! Hey, man. This looks kind of badass. So you know I love Westerns.
Sure.
So, I don't know. You say you just have a couple of things to say about this. That don't sound too good.
Well, I mean, it's not as impressive as it looks from the trailer. I'll say that. It's become kind of a trope now, in its own way, that the gunfighter who's retired and a family man and giving it up
and reluctant,
yeah. But you know, some trouble comes his way, and he has to strap the guns back on and take care of business. And once he does, he's so good, it's practically a superpower.
Oh, okay.
Don't get me wrong. Between Tim Blake Nelson and Stephen Dorff, the acting is top notch. It's just the movie, it's a fairly small movie that plays out in ways that if you've seen enough Westerns, you can almost write it yourself what's going to happen. And then once he goes like, okay, fine, we're doing this, and he pulls out the gun, he is covered in plot armor to where I don't care how many people he's facing off. I think 12 of them.
Yeah.
He can pick every one of them, and they can't hit him with anything. It's, you know, it's kind of a fun movie, but it's sort of, you know, when it's over, you would forget it except for there's one little twist at the end.
Oh, okay. That's what, you know what, this trailer makes it seem just like that. You know, like that scene right there where he comes out, and it was like 15 guys on a horse. And
yeah.
Listen to me. What's going to happen will happen quick.
You got a lot of fight for a farmer.
You have no idea the hellstorm you're fixing to let loose.
Yeah, you see how many guys he's facing off. Yeah, he comes out in the open and got his one gun, and somehow all of them, him in one spot, they can't hit him.
Maybe they just suck. Man, it's all terrible.
I guess you could believe that. It's just, you know, it's that going that extra mile to make him into a badass where you're like, well, okay.
Okay. So you mean they, like, they're forcing him. They don't earn it. Okay. Stephen Dorff, though. Haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. He was on, True Detective Season 3.
Okay. I never saw that.
That was good.
That's cool, man. Yeah. No, that's cool. I really like Stephen Dorff, man.
Yeah.
And I like Tim Blake Nelson, man.
It's, you know, it's a likable movie. You'd like it, but it's short. And it's you know, if you... You know, it's always that thing that's like, well, you know, it's one of those westerns you'd watch with your dad, but, you know, I'm your dad now, and I'll sit around watching westerns.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of cool that what I like is, because Tim Blake Nelson, he's a guy that always played, and he's doing that right here. Like I just told you before we started, he always plays that kind of southern guy, but usually he's playing like a southern goofy guy. Mm-hmm. He's usually playing comedy relief.
Yeah.
Or he's just being weird. I think it's kind of cool that he's given a chance to be a badass.
No, it is cool. It is cool. I mean, that's one of the things you like about it.
Yeah, man. But you're saying probably, I hear a rental coming up.
A high rental.
High rental. Okay. Yeah, so it's good.
Yeah.
Just watch it at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Home is the place you'd watch it.
All right. Sounds reasonable, man. All right, then, y'all. Well, hey, we did a lot more than expected tonight.
See, that's what you get on these shows.
Exactly. We saw trailers. That's why I always say what you guys bring, because I wasn't planning on watching no damn trailers tonight. And y'all, y'all made us do it anyway. Hollowed Bear. Thank you, Hollowed Bear, for the sub over there. Appreciate that. And we appreciate you guys, man, sticking around and watching the show with us and giving us all this good stuff. And now we must be on our way. Oh, I'm going to show you a little bit of this Robin Williams thing right
now. Oh,
Just so you can see this. You'll like this. Now, it's the only reason I'm showing you. I know you got things to do, but you'll be surprised at this, man. So there's this comedian out there, Jamie Costa. So this is almost like a demo reel. Almost like he's trying to make Hollywood do a biopic.
Okay.
Because he does such a great Robin Williams. Thing is, man, and I do hope they do it, but the thing is, the better you are at being a certain famous person, seems like the less Hollywood is interested. Mm-hmm. Like, you got the perfect person to play a certain role, and Hollywood's like, nah.
That's true. That does happen a lot.
Nah, nobody know you. You ain't bringing in no money. Mm-hmm. We'll put prosthetics over here on... Brad Pitt making do it.
You'll discover there's worse arrangements.
Paul's a good man, Wyatt.